speaking of pop culture, in the movie The Wizard of Oz,
yeah,
Dorothy at the end of the movie realizes that she had everything she needed all along with this whole all these trials and tribulations, and guess what? The secret to getting back to Kansas was right there the whole time.
Yeah.
In her case, it was the shoes. Well, what if you've been paying lots of money to go to these motivational speakers and buying all these self-help books and just piling it on and trying to say, what is the secret to success? And it turned out you had it all along in the Bible. What if it turned out that the very principles you've been seeking for have been in your hand the whole time?
That's right.
Well, maybe you just didn't quite understand it, because quite honestly, it's not written real easy to understand. Donald C. Mann has been studying this, and guess what? He's not only a minister, which you probably guessed by my intro, but he's also a scientist. He's written a book called Okay, God, Now What? I love that title, first of all. The book promises to give us the tools provided by God. We can flourish in any economy or business environment and in any situation to produce the best God has for you and yours. And, of course, the principles from Donald C. Mann. He's on the phone waiting patiently. Good morning, Donald.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
Good. Where are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Wilmington, Delaware area.
All right, excellent. So, as a scientist, was this like an eye-opener for you to discover this?
Yeah, absolutely, it was. It was in a couple of different things. First of all, I've been a Christian for a long time, and I pray regularly. And I found out myself I was in business situations where things were really impossible, and I was able to turn them around, and I didn't know how I did it. So I started actually seeking the Lord as to what was going on. And then he explained to me, basically what I was doing was giving people encapsulations of truth that would lead them to success within the environments that we were in. And as I read the scriptures, I started seeing, once I saw it, it was all over the Bible. But until you understand it, it was hidden the whole time.
And that is the thing. We're all seeking whatever success means to us, whether it's a happy marriage or a successful business or both. And I think it changes in the course of our lives, too, what would be determined as successful for us. So. But nevertheless, the clues are all right there, aren't they?
Yes, they're all right there. The part of the difference being is some of our cultural prejudices that have developed over time, we don't understand some of the things in the Scripture. For example, the Scripture says, rejoice in the Lord always.
Yeah.
And that means, when does always left out of anything?
Okay, right, yeah.
Right? Pray without ceasing is another one, just like it.
Give us an example of where culture conflicts with what God sees as successful.
Oh, I think the word is enjoy. The word joy in the biblical term, in the Old Testament, it means an uncontained explosion of human behavior and activity, running, dancing, prancing, yelling, screaming, shouting.
Uh-huh.
In the New Testament, it's contained explosion. I guess you could do it in buildings versus outside.
Okay.
Oh, I love that.
Okay. And so that's what the word means. In its biblical meaning, we've reduced it to smiling when you have indigestion.
So what is the difference between joy and happiness, or is there a difference?
Well, I think the biggest difference is joy is the actions that you do. Happiness is the feelings that you experience.
Oh, I like the way you think.
And the difference being is this, that we're never commanded to be happy in the Bible.
Oh.
We are commanded to be joyous. We are to go do the actions of joy. And it's well known now as a law of the human mind when you talk about motivational speakers. If you act it first, you will eventually feel it.
I believe that's true. That's why it's called make believe.
There you go.
Make yourself believe.
I love that.
Okay, God, now what? You know, I've often wondered this about scientists who also believe in God. I mean, does it drive me nuts that there's this presumption that scientists wouldn't believe in God?
Well, I think it sort of limits their ability to find answers.
Yeah.
I mean, God is the source of answers, and many of the great inventions that we see in the world actually came through Christians, and people believing God would give them answers. I've experienced that as a scientist. I've met others who have.
You know what? I was following a car yesterday, and it was an anti Christian of the tag on the back of the car. It was like a fish, instead of a Christian fish symbol, it was like a skeleton of a fish.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You know, it's just basically, I don't know, it's just somebody trying to be silly, I suppose. But I was thinking about the discussion that might happen between myself and that person, who would maybe, and I don't know anything about that person, maybe, you know, support Darwin and say there is no God. And I would say, well, does Darwin's theory really say there's no God? I mean, to me, it says God is a genius. I mean, if things really did evolve the way Darwin suggests, wouldn't that be a sign of intelligence?
Absolutely. And but from the scientific point of view, to date, with all this researching and the work that's been done, they've never found a single missing link.
And one of the but one of the most wonderful things about the Bible is that when a person reads it, I believe, for the first time, you don't really understand it. And that if someone is going through something in their life at another particular time, when they read it again, that might hit home with them.
Oh, absolutely. Remember, the Holy Spirit is the one who authored the Bible so that he could get through to us with the kinds of thoughts that would lead to success.
And you have to have that. You have to have all three things.
Yes.
You know what? One of the things I think we discover in the course of our lives is that you said you pray a lot. And quite often, if you're praying, let's say for a job, you know, and then somebody comes over to you and says, hey, have you checked this out? You might just ignore that person. No, I'm waiting for God to answer me, you know. And that person might be, you know, God's answer to your prayer. You just don't know. We sometimes look at our fellow human beings and just discount them. When in reality, they might be the answer.
Absolutely. God has lots of different ways to get to us. Matter of fact, one of the greatest affirmations or slogans in the Bible is the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. As you say those affirmations that are found in the 23rd Psalm, which is almost the entire Psalm, is affirmations or positive statements of the goodness of God working in your life in spite of you, not because of you.
And there you go. And isn't that interesting how a movie like The Secret comes out, and all of a sudden it was a secret, according to the movie, and it was a well-kept secret, but the truth is it was right there all along.
It's been right there all along. Matter of fact, the Scripture says again, be not drunk with wine, where is excess, but continually be being filled with the Spirit, singing to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart to the Lord.
And believing in God is an extremely personal thing, and when you do share your beliefs to other people, you have to be prepared that they're going to discount what you're saying and maybe even be nasty to you.
Oh, well, that's true, and part of that is, again, if you're rejoicing in the Lord always, it's hard to have people bother you.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Let me ask you this, because I don't have the book. I only have notes on the book, so I'll ask the question so that the person listening who might want to buy the book will know better what's in the book. Will this help the person in a step-by-step way? Is it more broad stroke? Tell me about the book itself and how it is used.
Okay, to go over the book very briefly, what we do in the front is explain the basic tenets of Christianity and what God has done for us in Jesus Christ so that you have a foundation where to come from. Then it describes all the different places in the Bible where it talks about and how we have been commanded to renew our minds. And then at the end of the book is a full laid out process. You can take one step at a time or dive into the whole thing for a complete renewal program. As a matter of fact, Larry, I have available for people who call me at 1-800-903-6625 a list of the top 10 affirmations to get them started. It's free to anybody who calls 1-800-903-6625. I'll be glad to send it to them. And the 10th caller will actually get a free copy of the book, Okay, God, Now What? And it lays out the plans exactly how to do it in both items.
Are you by the phone right now?
I'm by the phone right now.
It's going to start ringing. All right. And is there a website associated with
that? The website is okgodnowwhat.com.
Okay. And okay is the two letters, okay.
Okay. GodNowWhat.com, okay, in two words. It'll have in there a link how to get to my website if you want to know further, but it'll talk about the book and what people have experienced with the book.
I have a listener calling you. Let's take that call, and then we'll wrap it up. And good morning. You're on there with Donald Mann.
Yeah, just to hammer home that scientists are men of faith. The advisor to the InterVarsity Christian Fellowship at Clarkson College back when I was a student was my chemistry professor, Professor Walter Partenheimer.
There you go. I like that.
There you go.
And probably more of those than we're led to believe. All right, thank you, Jim.
Have a good morning.
Appreciate it. Thank you for waiting, too.
How do you keep so of yourself, sir, without being distracted and really going off the deep end at times?
Oh, excuse me, I couldn't hear. There was a beep.
Oh, somebody's calling.
Yes.
How do you keep so positive, sir, in helping others without getting down in the dumps yourself?
Oh, well, that's, first of all, you can expect fear storms. Fear storms are part of life.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so when you have a fear storm, you can understand that's not abnormal, it's normal.
There you go, it's part of life.
Okay, so that you then prepare for it. Matter of fact, Psalm 61 says, Lord, lead me to you who is higher than I when my heart is overwhelmed.
Oh, I love that.
Good information, and I just like the fact that you're a scientist as well. I don't know why, I just said like it.
I love that.
Well, for me, what it means is I needed to find the facts. And looking for the facts, and frankly, I heard a lot of people talking a lot of different things in the spiritual context, and the first thing I concluded is that the Bible is exactly accurate. I mean, as a scientific document, it's amazingly accurate about things we've only discovered now that they couldn't have known possibly way back when it was written.
That's right. Isn't that amazing? That part is also awesome. All right, Donald, let's make sure I have everything right. The toll-free number you gave us is 1-800-903-6625, correct?
Correct, that's correct.
And the website is okgodnowwhat.com. The book is Okay, God, Now What? By Donald C. Mann, and it looks like he's got Facebook and Twitter and all that associated with it as well. Donald, thank you so much for being on air with us today.
Oh, thank you. It's been a pleasure chatting with you. Have a great day.
You too. We'll take a little break and be right back.
Thank you so much, sir. We really appreciated you being on today. You really breathe a breath of fresh air.
Oh, well, thank you. It was enjoyable being here.
Oh, thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.